To visit each and every one of you a holy and blessed and joyful Christmas and a new year full of grace and peace of the infant Jesus here. My brethren, sometime when traveling on the mission, I saw the picture size of Jesus along the freeway. Some similar, you might know, like with a picture, huge pictures, and like a divine mercy, with the words, Jesus, I trust in thee. And another time I saw a picture of Jesus, small, but with the words, are you struggling in life? Call Jesus. And another time I saw the picture, Jesus is the answer. So I'm thinking about that saying. It's very good for us, like to think about, to ponder, to think about. Jesus is the answer. Yeah. So I think answer for whom? For what? Yeah. So today is we celebrate the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the true Savior of the world. So for sure, Jesus is the answer for the world and for each one of us. Yeah. If it is not so, he cannot be called the Savior, the Redeemer of the world. Yeah. So Jesus is the answer for the world, especially for the broken world we live in now. Yeah. So receiving and welcoming Jesus is a guarantee for obtaining the true peace and orders and everything that the world can live in peace. But without Jesus, there's no true peace. And the resurrection of Jesus will be very destructive and to the world, and for any nation which rejects Jesus Christ. Yeah. And we can see this through in the whole history of humanity. Yeah. Like from the beginning, when Jesus became man, he was born, and in the first chapter of Gospel, Saint John, it says he came to his people, and his people received him not. So the old people of God, they rejected Jesus Christ. And they had to pay a very, very, very high price for their deniers of Jesus Christ, By rejections of Christ, Judaism, the religions, is abolished, come to an end, replaced by Christianity. And if the religions is abolished, so the temple, there's no reason to exist. So that is why the temple of Jerusalem also was destroyed, completely leveled to the ground, and it will remain in ruins until the end of time. And also the old priesthood replaced by the new priesthood in the Catholic Church, in Christ. The ritual and sacrifice in the temple is replaced by the holy sacrifice, the Mass. So there will be no chosen people, no religions, no temple, no rituals in the temple. And will remain until the end of time. So that's the price, of the deniers of Jesus Christ, their true Savior. And also they themselves, the old people, that has a threat throughout the world, They lost their home country, yeah, for almost 2,000 years. Yeah. Her living scattered in the whole world. Yeah. So up until 1948, so like the United Nations, so after the Second World War, so they can be able to return the land of Palestine, yeah, and to rebuild the country. And you know what happened until now? It's the same killing and destroying one another. Yeah, no peace, no peace. Yeah, and the church of in Bethlehem, the church of Nativity, in this year, because of the war, they were too busy with killing and fighting each other. So they say no Christmas this year in the church in Bethlehem. Yeah. So, you know, that's the people, they keep rejecting Jesus Christ, yeah. And rejecting Jesus Christ, and no true peace, yeah. No peace, yeah. And the world also, you see, the history of the world, of humanity, is all about, like, fighting and killing and wars, after wars, yeah, between nation and nation, yeah. Why? They say because of the thirst for power, for money, and for everything. But actually, the root behind that is the rejection of Jesus Christ, the true Savior of the world. Yeah. And the reason for that rejection, you know, because they see that Jesus is a great threat for them to fulfill and to fulfill or to rub their ambition. Yeah. So in the Bible, in scriptures, the same like a Caiaphas, the high priest of Israel, they said it's better for him like one person to die than the whole people has to die. So it's better to kill, to let Jesus Christ, let him go, let Jesus Christ be killed, crucify him, so that we can save ourselves. Yeah. So similar, you see, in the history of humanity, like the history of the nation, of a country is the same, similar. If the country in Europe, yeah, you see, more and more they become less Christian countries, yeah. And the morality of the country and everything, you know, like it become like a corrupt decadence. Yeah. And also the same, you see, in United States, our country here, the same thing happened. Yeah. More and more become less Christian and anti-Christian, anti-Catholic mentality country, yeah, in the country. Yeah. So we see the leadership in the country more and more, yeah. The bad thing happening all the time, yeah. And everyone has to acknowledge that reality. Yeah. It's something bad, yeah. Our country, our leadership is very, very bad, yeah. And because they reject Jesus Christ and his teaching, yeah. They don't want the teaching of Christ to have any influence upon them, upon the country, yeah. So that thing, you know, the rejection of Christ, yeah, is a destruction of the world and of nation. Yeah. So only Jesus is the answer for the world. Yeah. Until the world and its country, you know, like subject to Jesus Christ, not everyone, but at least the leaders of the country, they set the country under like the direction and the teaching of Christ, yeah. So that people can enjoy true peace, yeah. But they don't do so, yeah, because they see Jesus is a very a great threat to them, preventing them from obtaining and fulfilling their sinful ambition. So at the level of a country and the whole world, we see that, yeah. rejecting Jesus Christ, there's no true peace here. That is why that's what the church always has been teaching in the history. And for the old people of God, the church, you know, on Good Friday, we pray for the old people, for the people of God. And in that we pray for the faithless people. They don't have a true faith. Yeah. Faithless people, yeah. That they may acknowledge Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yeah. So as long as they keep rejecting Jesus Christ, there's no true peace. Yeah. At the level of the country and the world. Yeah. So that is why Jesus is the answer for the world and the country, every nation and country. If they want the true peace and orders and everything, they need to subject to Jesus Christ. Yeah. And also, Jesus is the answer for every individual persons. Yeah. Jesus is the answer for my life and yours. Yeah. Because he's the savior of the world, yeah? And he has sole purpose to come to save us, yeah? To save us from sin, from eternal death, and also to save us, yeah? To help us in this life. Yeah? So that is why he, after his death and resurrection, yeah, and ascension, he promised to remain to stay with us all the time. Yeah? To help us, yeah. And he says that those who are burdened in life, come to me, and I will give you rest. Yeah. So no experience in life, everyone of us, even at the different ages, we had to struggle something in life. Yeah. If you are young, like students, young, you have to struggle with your homework, with your studying, and with your future. Yeah. How about your future? How's my future? How to study and finding a job, and etc. Yeah. When you grow older, you get married in the families. Yeah. You have so many other things to worry, to concern about. Yeah. Education of your children. And about maintaining a good financial for the family, how to pay utility bills, everything in the families. Yeah. And when you grow older, you get older. So many other things come. You worry about your health, your well-being, your health going down, and fighting with the different kind of diseases. And even death is coming. Yeah. So everything, you know, no matter how old you are, you have something to struggle in life. Yeah. And if you are struggling in life, call Jesus. Yeah. He's the answer. Yeah. And Jesus is the answer in a way that he does not promise us a life without difficulty, without struggling, without worrying. Yeah. But he promised to help us, to help us overcome difficulty and challenges in life. Yeah. So that thing, come to Jesus. Yeah. So in this day, today we celebrate the nativity of Christ. Yeah. So let us renew the welcome Jesus Christ into our life. Yeah. And remember, like St. Paul or St. Peter said, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Yeah. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.